They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
with the foes and the moles. Watch her the store for the rolls. Talking straightforward to got uncles that smoking. Some put blow up they nose to cope with their lows. The wind is cold and it blows in they socks and they soles. Told in they rolls. Corners leave souls open and closed. Hoping for more with nowhere to go. Rolling it droves. They shoot the wrong way cause they ain't knowing they goes. The streets ain't safe cause they ain't knowing the cold. By the foes I was told either focus or fold. Got cousins with flows, hope they open some doors so we can not close and roll in the rolls. Now I roll in the O's with windows that don't roll. Down the roads with cars get broken and stole. These are the stories told by Stony and Cottage Grove. The world is cold, the block is hot as a stove on the corners.
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling.
Skins and yellow and pink and color blue profiles glorifying the
street lights and deep nights. Cats trying to eat right, riding those seat bikes with work to feed heights so they can keep sweet nights. They head in their feet right, desires of street life, cars and weed types. It's hard to breathe nights, days are thief like. The beast roam the streets, the police is Greek like. Game at its peak, we speak and believe hype. Bang in the streets, hats got left for deep right. Life coming up with the sheep like rappers and hoopers. We strive to be like G's with three stripes, C's that need light, G's and weed sight, needs and be strike. The corner with struggle and grief fight. We write songs about wrong cause it's hard to see right. Look to the sky hoping it will bleed like reality's a bitch and I heard the sheep bite. The corner.
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling.
Our music, our politics, fires raised as tribal dances and war cries broke out on different quarters. Power to the people, black power, black is beautiful.
Black church services, murderers, they ride serving burgers. It's cats with gold permanence, move they bags, it's herbalist. The dirt isn't just fertile, it's people working and earning. It's the curb getters, go where the cats flow and the current is. It's so hot that burner live, the furnace is where the money move in the determined live. We talk, play lotto, and buy German beers. It's so black, packed with action, that's affirmative. The corner.
I wish I could keep this feeling. I wish I could keep this feeling. On the corners, private, killing, dying, just to make a living.
The corner was our Rock of Gibraltar, our Stonehenge, our Taj Mahal, our monument, our testimonial to freedom, to peace, and to love.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. I would like to thank all of the podcasters and content creators for participating and being part of the Creme Daily Creme episode. Grown Man Logic, Brian Ratman, Rose C. from the Mama Life Podcast, the Cool Out Corner, Pork, Ale, and Many Meats, the Frocast, King Germ and Queen Germ, Conversations with Lamp, West Virginia and Commonplace, Too Much Game Podcast with the homie Uncle Dolomite, and Chan from She Gets It Podcast. I appreciate y'all for helping run the numbers up on the Creme de la Creme episode. Y'all are the cream of the crop. Today we gonna get into the bitch in you. Welcome to another segment of What's Poppin'. Don't be a bitch, that's what's poppin'. Tap into your bitch, that's what's poppin'. If you hit women, you a bitch, that's what's poppin'. Stop being a bitch, that's what's poppin'. A bully is a bitch, that's what's poppin'. Quit whining like a bitch, that's what's poppin'. You seek attention like a bitch, that's what's poppin'. Stop responding to everything like a bitch, that's what's poppin'. You a whole goofy nigga, that's what's poppin'. Common is the what's poppin' artist of the day.
She walked in the court, her knees buckled, saying for a man to survive, he need hustle. Seen and been through struggle her whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. In her chest, her face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years, in her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids, for years she been through scuffling fights, while he trying to hustle that white, up all night, wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Judge yelled for order, court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. Foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outbursts, tears and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pin.
That was Common with Testify. That's off of his album B, his classic album B. The song is available on all streaming platforms. Prior to that, the song was The Corners. That's also available on all streaming platforms. Y'all go ahead and download some Common. Download B. Get some B into your life. If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store in our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. Today, we're going to address the bitch in you. For example, two men in a relationship with one another. That's the bitch in you. Flying women out in hopes of getting pussy. In my opinion, the ultimate sign of desperation. Then when things don't go according to plan, you're emotionally distraught. That's the bitch in you. When your old lady is talking to someone else and you jump out your body because you insecure with yourself as a man, as a king, that's the bitch in you. Role reversals in a relationship. When you compromise your morals, values, and self-respect, you forfeit the right of calling yourself a man. That's the bitch in you. To all the running, go telling niggas, fake, phony, pancake, Decepticon ass niggas, fuck you too. That's the bitch in you. Shout out to all the pillow talking, passive aggressive bitch ass niggas around the world. You dig? This episode is truly about hip hop, one of the most underrated diss records in hip hop. In my opinion, probably, maybe top 4 or 5, all things considered. I could only imagine all the thoughts and scenarios that play through the man's mind. For example, all of my what's poppins today can be considered bullets with a name. Then at the time you got somebody getting their flowers at the peak of their career coming at you. He had to be thinking, like, I'm a good dude, I'm minding my own business, I don't bother nobody. What the fuck is wrong with this goofy ass nigga? Y'all know who I'm talking about. So in isolation, the man sat like, wow. He has the momentum, he has a bigger platform. He just not too long ago bodied these niggas. NWA. It's a lot of niggas with attitudes. And bitches too. I'm sure he sat down and said, I'm not about to bow down to this goofy. Then he wrote, bitch. The acronym for bitch in this situation is Black Intellectual Thinker, content is honorable. He didn't say he was from Chicago. He just put his game down like so. I'm talking about Shy Spinus, Common. Ice Cube didn't want the reply that he got from someone that was minding their own business. You can't pick at a scalp and not expect it to bleed. You can't talk shit to somebody and not expect them to speak up and try to wipe you out of your existence. Common was prepared for the smoke. While Ice Cube was battle tested and Common knew what was ahead of him, on the other hand, Cube thought it was sweet. Never assume anything because it might not work out in your favor. Common was chipping away at Cube's legacy with his response. It got so bad that they had to call Minister Farrakhan to squash it. The good thing about it is They kept it on wax. It didn't resort to violence. The beef issue was resolved. Common and Cube have respect, but they didn't make records together. Also, they didn't record. Anything can grow when you have genuine respect. It's always good to have an understanding and go separate ways. Grow and blow up in your section of the world where you can flourish and be great. Common prepped his albums, did movies, and flourished in his vein. Cube did the same thing. Ice Cube and Common are both successful. So, prior to their little beef, you know, it was the Biggie and Tupac situation. And the history of that beef resulted in two black men losing their lives. So the whole start of the Ice Cube and Common beef is Common had a song called I Used to Love Her, which was a dedication to hip-hop. And he said something to the effect of, you know, I ain't have no problem with her loving the boys in the hood. And Ice Cube took offense to that. So Ice Cube, Dub C, and Mac 10, they replied on a record called Slaughterhouse, where Ice Cube said, and I quote, if she don't love you, dumb nigga, use common sense. That's what Ice Cube said. So, Common, you know, he ain't like that shit. So he recruited Havoc from Mobb Deep to make the beat. And then he went in the studio and made the reply called I Used to Love Her. So I guess Ice Cube, Mac 10, and Dub C, they didn't expect Common to get back at him like they did. I don't even know if anybody heard the record or even know about this beef, but since my show is about hip-hop, urban culture, and entrepreneurs, I thought that, you know, I'd bring this to the light for everybody to listen to. Far as a beef, I really wouldn't call it a beef. I think, you know, niggas just sent shots. And Ice Cube is known for bodying NWA with no Vaseline. Plus, his classic records like America's Most Wanted, Death Certificate, Kill It Will, it was a phenomenal EP, as well as his body of work with NWA. So, Ice Cube, you know, he is definitely cemented in hip-hop. This beef might not be cemented in hip-hop like people think, but this record, The Bitchin' You, is definitely one of the best diss records of all time. I know people might be arguing about, like, Second Round Knockout, Jack the Ripper, Ether, Takeover, Against All Odds. All of those, they are good records. But, you know, I just wanted to shine a little light on the homie Common. As well as, you know, I thought it'd coincide good with bitch shit. Like, bitch nigga shit. People acting like bitches. And his response to Cube, The Bitchin' You, you know, it was the perfect record, you know, as well as the perfect title for this episode. So I want to say that two people can coexist in the same space. Everyone is different. Every show is different. 99% of the content creator's focus is getting to the mission. The mission is putting 110% in to make a difference with the essence of the art. The essence of the art of podcasting, the essence of the art of being a content creator, the essence of the art of getting your shit out. The truth is, nobody has to lose in order for everybody to win. And I've said this multiple times, but people just don't get it. So, you know, it's power in numbers. You know, if you want to waste your time being ignorant and beefing, it's just wasting energy. Energy is the capacity to do work and do good. The 1% is that one goofy, that one hater, the one who is conflicted with themselves, doesn't know how to deal with others, always has to have the last word, the last nigga to fuck in a gangbang without a condom. That nigga, that's who I'm fucking talking about. Growth is knowing the work still has to be done. Growth is knowing we can all get it together. When you have internal issues stopping and stagnating your growth, that's the bitch in you. Being jealous of the success of your team, that's the bitch in you. The setbacks and shortcomings you create, that's the bitch in you. It's impossible to grow. It's impossible to grow until you get control of the bitch in you. This has been another episode of Riders Live. I hope y'all enjoy the bitch in you.
That's right. I gotta take them off of here. There's only one, and that's me. You understand? For all that fighting, you understand? The sucker think he good. The sucker think he can whoop me. And I know he can't whoop me. Hey, boy, the nigga whole style is chump. You understand? Yeah. When it comes to me.
One, two. Yeah. Coming through. Yeah. For show. Yeah. Ha. Common sense. Yeah. South side. Yeah. Niggas. The outside. Yeah. And busted out. Chi-town.
A bitch nigga with an attitude named Q. Step to the con with a few. Now what the fuck I look like dissing a whole coast? You ain't made shit dope since America's most wanted deceased. From the Midwest to the East, on the dick of the East for your first release. Your lease is up at the crib house, niggas get evicted. And videos of white boys talking, you get wicked. Natural born killer, nigga, you natural born God. Read. Rich, got the nerve to say you rob. Hypocrite, I'm filling out your death certificate. Slanging bean pies and St. Ives in the same sentence. Should have repented on the 16th of October. Get some beats besides George Clinton to rock over rap careers over better off acting. What trouble I see in managing WC and WAC 10. You're backed into a four corner hustler. Lying on your dick. Said you was fucking her. Use higher learning. Don't take my words out of text. Went from gangster to Islam to the Dick of Das effects. It'll take the nation and millions to hold me back from giving you mouth shots or hit with the pipe that Ralph got. Chris Sucker ain't around. It's your Friday. It was good. I wasn't salty. She was with the boys in the hood.
I see the bitch in you when you don't speak your mind. The bitch in you look at me in my eyes lying. I see the bitch in you to be hard. You trying. The bitch in you. It's coming out.
But it's rap shit. Cube, I'm calling out. I break in and smack niggas. This in the slaughterhouse. This ain't no East Coast, West Coast, none of the above. I'm from Chi, I went to Cali.
And what?
Niggas gave me love. There's a thin line between the fake and the real. Grafted ass nigga, I see through your glass shield. Had skills. Once upon a time on this project, yo. I'ma have to wreck a Jose. I heard a Jose, you a favorite rapper.
So what?
So I had to slap her and violate you,
you.
A Muslim drinking brew. Your nigga ain't no Mac 10, he's a 22. I seen you,
Mac.
You ain't say shit in ATL. Cube, I like that diamond charm. I might cuff it then sell it out like you sold Cam and Threat. A year ago, you wasn't talking shit about the West. Guess you knew your shit was done, plus the one got you cable. Who banging? You ain't banging shit but the table in a circle, mad. Ain't got no choice but to fight. Ain't none of y'all motherfuckers got a chance on the mic. Anytime you come out, yo, I'ma talk about you. Until you let that bitch in you, walk about you. Any last words before I hit the switch from the immortal words of one? A bitch is a...
I see the bitch in you when you don't speak your mind. The bitch in you look at me in my eyes.
side of East Side gets down, word up.